Good morning. It's Saturday, November 29th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A sudden policy freeze has shaken America's immigration system. The Trump administration has halted all asylum decisions following the fatal shooting of a National Guard member in Washington, D.C., an attack authorities blame on an Afghan national. USCIS officials were ordered to stop approving or denying cases until every alien is vetted to the maximum degree, Director Joseph Edlow said. The move follows President Trump's pledge to permanently pause migration from so-called third world countries. Legal experts warn the sweeping halt could face court challenges as the suspect had previously been vetted under U.S. programs. Federal agencies now await further instructions as political pressure mounts over national security and migration policies. Another news. A new political clash has erupted in Washington. President Trump has declared that all Biden-era executive orders signed with an auto pen and authorized mechanical signature tool are now terminated. Trump claims the device was used improperly and argues the documents are invalid, but legal scholars note decades of precedent. Presidential approval, not the method of signing, determines validity. Previous presidents from Reagan to Obama used the auto pen routinely. Democrats call Trump's move a manufactured crisis, while Republicans say it corrects procedural misuse. The decision could disrupt immigration, climate, and foreign policy directives until courts decide whether auto pen signed orders stand. Around the world, a major shakeup in Kyiv has rattled Ukraine's leadership. Andriy Yermak, President Zelensky's powerful chief of staff, has resigned after anti-corruption investigators raided his home, even though he is not accused of wrongdoing. Yermak has been central to wartime strategy and was recently tasked with leading negotiations tied to a new U.S. peace initiative. The scandal comes at a sensitive moment as Russia presses battlefield gains and the U.S. urges Kyiv to consider territorial concessions. Zelensky warned Ukrainians that unity is essential and said consultations on Yermak's replacement begin today. The resignation deepens uncertainty as winter battles intensify and anti-corruption scrutiny grows. Around the world, severe weather is battering South Asia once again. Cyclone Ditwa swept across Sri Lanka on Friday, killing at least 46 people and leaving 23 missing amid catastrophic flooding and landslides. More than 300 millimeters of rain triggered deadly slides in the country's eastern and central regions, forcing tens of thousands into shelters. The storm adds to widespread flooding across Southeast Asia, where over 270 people have died in recent days. Authorities warn that more rain is likely as rescue crews continue evacuations by air and boat. With infrastructure overwhelmed and regions still underwater, officials say the next 12 hours will be critical. Another news. Air travel worldwide is facing turbulence of a different kind. Airbus has grounded around 6,000 A320 family aircraft after discovering that intense solar radiation can corrupt data in flight control computers. The issue surfaced during an October incident in which a JetBlue plane suddenly lost altitude, injuring passengers. Regulators have ordered airlines to install a software fix, expected to take about 3 hours on most planes, before carrying passengers again. About 900 older jets will require full computer replacements, potentially prolonging disruptions during a major holiday travel period. Aviation officials stress that the grounding is a precaution, noting the industry's strong safety record. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.